from the weekend, do you have any injury problems?
Billy Painter got a slight strain in his quad muscle, but he's had really good improvement in the last 24 hours, and we'll leave the decision with Billy as late as we possibly can tomorrow. He seems quite positive and confident in himself that he will recover, but that's the only doubt we've got at the moment.
Obviously, Hume now is back and was obviously on the bench the other day. How close is he to being fit enough then to start, regardless of what happens with Billy Painter?
Yeah, he's trained again well today, and I wouldn't be afraid to start with Ian. There's no doubt about that, because games, you know, once you get into games, the adrenaline is flowing, and that can ease certain things. But generally, Ian's a fit professional anyway, and he knows how to cope with that.
In an ideal world, given the performance on Saturday, would it be unchanged for you then for this one?
It would normally be the case, yeah, but obviously with the doubt about Billy. But yeah, I thought the biggest thing we got out of Saturday was the performance. We were up against a good side on a fantastic run, and they showed in the first half the qualities that they have got. And the most important thing that we did in the first half was maintain a degree of momentum and then look to build upon that second half, and that's what I thought we did.
How much of a step forward do you think it was then, perhaps from the two games prior to that then, in Rovers getting back to their best?
In terms of our forward movement, when you're playing well, certain decisions have to be made in terms of when you need to run, when you need to stand still, when you need to keep the ball moving quickly. And what I mean by that is keep playing two or three touch. And if you can do that in wide areas, which we did do second half, if you think about all of our attacks, our really good attacks in wide areas, was created by one touch, two touch football. And that means just defenders find it very difficult to deal with. And with what the pace that we've got as well, that showed to me in the second half that we were back to what we are good at.
I suppose to a certain extent, the only real dividing line on Saturday was just being a bit more clinical. I mean, clearly there were some big chances missed there.
There were two critical chances that we had, and we didn't take them. I think we will take them in the future, there's no doubt about that. But if we can get them sort of chances in a game normally, we'll take them, we'll win them.
Shows good character from Billy Painter, though. I know he wasn't the only one, but missed a sitter, but then came back and scored a very well-taken goal.
The technique of his goal was fantastic. Again, the quality of the cross was so good from David, from a set piece. The time of his run, how he created space, and the technique of heading it was top draw. There's no doubt about that.
You brought in two additions at the back end of last week. How do you feel they have fit in?
Really well. This obviously, both young lads, both inexperienced, but that doesn't concern me. John showed his qualities on Saturday. I thought he made a really pleasing debut. He was happy with it. I was happy with his debut. There are one or two bits of things that he can do better. But I've spoke with David Moyes this morning and put a report in, which I will do, which I always do with players on loan. And David's delighted that he's settled in well, and pleased for him. They will have had somebody there as well to check on him. I know that for a fact. So the reports going back to David was very pleasing. I spoke with John this morning as well, and he was happy with his debut. And they know themselves, players know themselves when they've done okay. And John will improve and get better once he knows exactly, you know, the ins and outs of the tactical strengths of the team. But he's a good player, and he will get better for us.
What's been the feedback from David Moyes, obviously, in this case, as to what he wants to see from John over this loan period? What ultimately do Everton want out of him?
To see if he can handle playing in senior football. You know, he's played under 21 football. He's trained a lot with the Everton first team and showed his qualities in there. And it's that another step in his career, in his short-term career, with, you know, in football. Can he pass that test? On the signs that I've seen so far, he will pass the test, and I think he will. And eventually, he will become a big player. Dave believes he will become a big Everton player in the future.
You brought in two And I know we spoke at Crawley and you said three. So is anything else bubbling on the pipeline there?
No, I've just, because of the injury situation has resolved itself, hopefully, and it remains that way, I've just put that on hold. It's there ready and waiting. Should I require to do it? Because I can do it at short notice. But I'm not going to do it in the short term. I think what we've got is quite capable at the moment to keep moving us on.
I was going to say about strength in depth, and I realise the team have had quite a few injuries in a relatively short space of time in the last few weeks or so, but do you believe overall now you have the strength in depth to maintain and perhaps build on your current league position?
Yes, without a doubt, and having spoken to Chris Brown this morning, Chris is really pleased with his progress, and without being too optimistic, but you must be, he's hoping to start training next week. And if that's the case, then that'll be more good news for everybody.
Really, that's quite ahead of schedule, isn't it, if memory serves?
Yeah, quite ahead of a schedule, but that tells me that the players are determined to get fit, to get back in the team, and obviously can be a good sign.
So, Shrewsbury next. What do you make of them?
They've had a good couple of results recently. They won on Saturday with some... We obviously had them analysed on Saturday against Stevenage, and they brought a couple of lone players in, strikers, Chris Porter and Eves, who they brought in. Eves is a young striker, I've seen at a very young age when he was a youngster, Oldham, tall. It will be a handful for us. Everybody know, we all know about Porter and what he can do as well. But Shrewsbury away from home will be a tough test. I saw them play about 6 weeks ago at home, and they impressed me there as well. So it does, league position at this time of the season is irrelevant for me in terms of who you're playing against, because the next step on is Hartlepool, and they're on a great run as Hartlepool. But I know that's further ahead. But you know, they are fighting for their lives, and when teams are fighting for their lives to stay in the league, then they are difficult tests.
And Parry as well, still doing it. Is he someone you know from the ranks in the Wales setup?
Yeah, I know Paul very well indeed, and he's always had that match-winning ability in many ways, whether he plays wide or he plays up front. He's got that capability, and he's got that quality delivery. If he does play wide, he has got that quality delivery into the box. So he'll be a danger man, yes.
As you've approached games across the season, and obviously under your tenure here away from home, is it just a case of same again? Because obviously away results have been very strong for Rovers this year.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic run this year. And if we can... I think it's going to play a part in the running that you're going to have to pick up points away from home. That's for certain. We can't rely on home form. We can't rely on away form. But the way we set up is good. It's good the way we set up. And I'm sure we can get a good result at Shrewsbury.
It's obviously a situation now where it's got even closer this weekend, hasn't it? Even less separates between.
It's going to get tighter and tighter. I think so, anyway. It may even go down to goal difference. That it could be that tight towards the end of the season, but we'll keep doing what we're doing and keep grinding out results if that's the case.
Does that surprise you this season? And the reason why I ask that is that in the last four or five seasons, broadly speaking, there has been one, if not two, maybe breakaway teams who've really flown with it. But this year, and maybe when we thought there might, there hasn't been one.
Well, that's all credit to the league, isn't it, I would say. There's more strength in the league in terms of teams competing at the top end. So that's credit to the clubs that they've all sorted themselves out. We have, from the disaster of relegation, the club have sorted itself, rebuilt the team and put themselves in a powerful position.